Let's imagine you have a friend relocating across the country and they have a house to sell. It's a good friend. And you think they're going to call you to list the property. And maybe nobody else is what we're thinking. But that's probably not the case. Let's assume we're always competing. I don't care if it's your brother or your sister, you're always competing. So here's what happened. Years ago, my son was very young and 6, 7 years old, and I was at a soccer game, and I heard a gentleman saying his family, they're relocating to Massachusetts. Now, I was 6 feet away. He knew I was a realtor. He didn't think anything of it. He didn't invite me or anything like that. So, should I go over there and hand him my card and say, "Hey, Steve, I'm a realtor. Can I throw my hat in the ring?" I knew not to do that through prior experiences when people go, "No, but thank you for asking. We'll keep you in mind if the house doesn't sell." So what I did is I pulled all the data together for his property, and then I'll walk you through how I actually got that interview. So let's go back to it's your friend getting ready to move across the country. And you know about it, you hear about it in the wind. I want you to pull the data before that phone call. Don't wait for them to call you and say, "Hey, Sally, we're moving. Can you come out to our house on Saturday at 11 o'clock? And we want to talk to you about the house." And you go, "Okay, great. See you then." No, we don't want to do that. We want to say to our friend, "Hey, Bob, thanks for calling. I tell you what, can I do Saturday at 11 o'clock? I'm not positive. Let me call you right back. Can I call you in a half hour?" Whatever it is. And Bob says, "Sure." This is the time to start gathering the data. Do not book the appointment. Then you're going to lose the opportunity when they say to you, "No, we'll cover it when you come over." You have to be able to do it. This is a cohesive set of conversations. And it's the first phone call, the first email, the walkthrough. We're getting paid for a performance. And that performance starts on the phone call. We have to ask a set of questions on that phone call that you think, "No, I'll just ask them when I get there." No. How do you prepare for their overpriced opinion of their property if you don't know what they're thinking in advance? If you go up against somebody who's better trained than you are, even if they're friends of yours, you're going to lose it. That $8,000 that you thought you'd get from selling that property is gone. As well as any future referrals of people in their company or family members. Each lead, I believe, has a $25,000 to $50,000 value. Maybe because the deal is big enough, you can earn $20,000. But if it's, typical for your marketplace where you're earning $2,000 or $8,000 or $12,000, it has future referrals. Think of a lead like a seed, and that seed will be planted. And as it grows, the relationship, it will actually sprout referrals. I really have to emphasize and encourage agents, slow the process down a little bit. Take your time, gather the information so you win the game. So, if somebody you hear that somebody's moving, don't go for it. If your friend calls you and says, "Hey, can you come over Saturday at 11 o'clock?" Don't say yes. "Let me check on something." And then you get online and you're going to start pulling data, which I'll cover in a different audio. I just really want to slow the process down in order to ensure that you win. And let's skip not a step. Imagine I'll wrap this up audio with this. Imagine you were simply just baking a cake but you wanted it done faster. And so you thought, "Well, I'm not going to mix the batter with, stir it up or use a mixer. I'm just going to throw it in the pan and break the eggs open, and I'm going to kind of throw the eggs in there and throw the milk and whatever else you're putting in there and just stick it in the oven." But you don't take the time to stir it up, grease the pan, preheat the oven. Why? Because you want fast results without the work. Over 80% of realtors fail in this business. Possibly they can do lead generation. But clearly, agents fail at the lead conversion moment, or never even get to master the 10 cycles of transaction management. When they get the deal, there are 10 cycles for a different conversation. So let's wrap this up and be committed to not booking the appointment right away, but gathering the data that when we call the person back and we ask the key questions that are coming up. Thanks.